Life coaches like to inspire people by saying, life is what you make it. Pastor Xavier Reese of Calvary Chapel, Pasadena says, the simple truth is, the same could be said for the afterlife. Where you spend eternity rides on your decision of accepting or denying the saving grace of the cross.
There are some important things that you need to know about the lake of fire by the very words of Jesus Christ, who's God and can't lie. He's trying to keep them from going there, okay? Listen carefully. It's a place of gnashing of teeth. It's a place prepared for Satan and his angels. It's a place of everlasting punishment. It's a place where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. It's a place of torment with fire and brimstone in the presence of the Lamb. He runs hell in the lake of fire. It is a place of torment day and night forever and ever. Well, that's why we preach Christ Jesus crucified, that people not go there. The judge is Jesus Christ, John 5:21-29. Jesus said, the Son quickens who he wills. All judgment has been committed to the Son. Jesus said, he that believes is not condemned, but passes from death unto life. But the reverse for those who reject life. Jesus said, the hour is coming now that the dead will hear his voice. Jesus said, some will rise to eternal life and some to eternal damnation. For as the Father is life in himself, so he has granted life to have life in himself to the Son, and has given to him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear my voice, and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Those are the words of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, not my own. If you think Christ came to condemn you, you are absolutely wrong. Read John 3:16. God loves you. If you think you will escape the judgment, you are doubly wrong. Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed unto man to die once, then the judgment. If you think that Christ is at fault because he didn't predestine you, you are triply wrong. Because going to heaven is a matter of choice. Choice. Romans 10:13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You get to choose whether you want to go to heaven or hell. The choice is yours. No one, if it's a Christian, will rejoice over you going to hell. It's a heartbreak. I don't know where you're at, but I hope that you're not on your way to hell. If you are, you can switch freeways. It's a matter of choice. Get off the off-ramp. Get on the right road. It's called straight and narrow.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. CD copies are available of the studies you hear each day on our broadcast simply by calling 800-651-8352 or log on to calvarychapelpasadena.com for information on various other messages from Pastor Xavier. There, you'll also get information on our weekly services, announcements, even hear this program again at the radio listings link. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.